You know, there's something so beautiful, inspiring, even therapeutic about being on the water for me. I've lived close to the water pretty much my entire life. And one of my favorite things that I really enjoy doing is just grabbing my family, loading up the boat, riding out to one of our sandbars or an island here in coastal Carolina, throwing out the anchor and just spending time on the beach, on the water, breathing in God's incredible creation. You know, it's so easy in this season to become consumed by everything that we're facing as a society. I reached out last week to a good friend of mine who is a professional counselor, Denisa Williams of Novus Leaf, and she said this. She said, basically, about half of the U.S. population right now is struggling deeply with stress and worry, anxiety, and even depression. There's so much conflict, fear, anger, uncertainty that people are expressing or experiencing PTSD for the first time in their life. You know, I think it's vital for the soul care of our hearts in this season to regularly have moments where we pull away, where we put the cell phone down, we pull away from social media, we turn off the news, we step away from the hamster wheel, and we get away to a place where we can, as the psalmist wrote, be still and know that He is God. You know, we're constantly reminded of how broken the world is, that we need to be reminded constantly of who our God is. A.W. Tozer famously wrote, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." Now think about that. Like, how you view God determines how you live your life. How you view God determines how you view your problems and your possibilities. How you view God determines how you see the present and also what you believe about the future. What comes into your mind when you think about God is the most important thing about you. Because your view of God, which is your faith, runs your life. Spurgeon once said this. He said, "Teach a man the truth of God so that his whole heart believes in it, and you've given him both the fulcrum and the lever with which he may move the world." And what he's saying there is this, that real biblical faith gives you the power to live your life above your circumstances. You know, we can't allow the struggles of life to shape our view of God. We talk about this a lot at Catalyst. We have to allow our view of God to shape how we see our struggles and hardships. You might be wondering why I'm kind of sitting on a boat today, but right now we're on the New River and we just anchored down because the tide and the current is pulling, and it's pulling pretty strongly. And if you don't have an anchor, then the boat is just simply going to be dragged wherever the tide is going. If you're on the water, one of the most important things that you need on a boat is an anchor. An anchor serves one purpose. It holds a vessel firmly to one place when the wind and the currents would otherwise just sweep it away. I almost watched my boat several times drift away out into the sea because I didn't fix my anchor secure enough. If we aren't careful believers, I believe that this time can be a profitable time, but it can also be a dangerous time if we don't make sure that our hearts and our lives are anchored into a strong biblical view of who our God is. There's this passage in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19. It says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." I love that. We have this hope in God because of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. Like, at one point, if you continue reading that verse, it says we were separated from God. There was this divide between us and God. But on the cross, Jesus Christ paid for our sins with His own life. He gave His life as a sacrifice so that our sins could be forgiven and our relationship with God the Father could be restored. It's because of the finished work of Jesus that you and I can be absolutely confident that no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, that God is now with us, that God is for us, and that God is an anchor for our soul, and that hope holds firm and secure. What an incredible picture that no matter how chaotic our world gets, no matter how crazy the circumstances of our life becomes, no matter how what other people may say or do or what happens in our economy or our nation or our world, no matter how hard the wind blows or the current pulls, there's one thing in this life that you and I can count on all day long, and through the deepest nights of the soul, and that is this: our hope in Christ is an anchor that holds strong. Let me ask you today, are you confident that God is the anchor for your soul? Like, have you truly put your faith in Him and what He has done for you in Christ Jesus? Do you have that kind of confidence? Because if you do, then you understand that it will help you walk differently through this life. It'll change how you view your circumstances, your hardships, your struggles, your difficulties. Philippians 4:7, Paul said that when you and I have this confidence in God, this high view of God, no matter the storms that rage, there's a faith that gives you the ability to have a peace that passes human understanding. Otherwise, it is an anchor for your soul when the storms rage. One of the many reasons why I love the Bible so much is that it's just real. Like, it doesn't sugarcoat anything. The Bible never promises that when you get God, you'll get this perfect, easy, sugar-coated, bubble-wrapped life. Matter of fact, Jesus taught His disciples this in John 16:33. He says, "I've told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. Now in this world, you're going to face trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world." You get that? In the world, He's like, I guarantee you're going to face trouble just like everyone else because the world is broken. But He says, in Me, when you have a relationship with Me, you can have a peace because I took on the worst that the world had to offer and I kicked its tail, right? That's the Brinker paraphrase. Like, I've overcome the world. That's the cross. That on the cross, Jesus took our worst so that He could give us His very best. Throughout the Bible, we see people who have faced the hardest storms that life has to offer and yet survived them all because their anchor held firm and secure in their relationship and their faith in God. I think about the Old Testament man by the name of Job. Job experienced the worst tragedy that life could possibly offer. Now, Job was incredibly successful. He was very wealthy, very blessed. He had a beautiful family, 10 kids. And the Bible tells us his story, how in just a span of just a few days, his life came crumbling down. All of his cattle were stolen. A storm came and killed his livestock, destroyed his home, and his 10 children inside of his home. They all died. If that wasn't bad enough, after that, Job gets a skin disease, so incredibly painful, boils and sores, that it was so bad that in order to get relief, he took broken pieces of pottery and he would scrape his skin off just to be able to get some relief. I mean, nobody has faced more pain emotionally and physically than Job. Job's wife told him what he should do. She said, "This is how you should respond to what life is doing." In Job 2:9, she said, "Curse God and die." What an encouraging, lovely woman she is, right? That's who you want next to you when life really gets hard. Like, curse God and die. But I love how Job responds. He saw it differently. In Job 1:21, he said, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, he wasn't making light of his loss. He wasn't in denial. Job was a broken man. He argued with God. He agonized over his grief. And yet, he never let go of his faith in God because he believed that his anchor in God was going to hold strong. There's another guy named Jeremiah in the Old Testament who was a prophet for God. And his entire life was storm after storm. I mean, this guy had a hard life. His job as a prophet was to share the word that God would give him for his people. And yet the problem was the people didn't want to hear from God. And so he was arrested multiple times and ridiculed, and his life was mistreated. One time he was thrown into a deep cistern and left to die. And whenever he got to the end of his life, he was taken off into slavery to a neighboring country. Like Job, Jeremiah lived a hard life, and yet at the end of his life, he writes these words in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 23. He says this: "God's mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Can you imagine that? I mean, here's someone whose life never worked out right. The circumstances never turned around, and yet, when he looked back on his life, this is what he discovered. he discovered that the anchor held strong. Every single morning, he said, God's mercy, God's grace, God's love for me would fill me back up. The world would take it out and God would fill it back. And he's like, God is with me and God was for me and God never left me and God never abandoned me. He's like, great is your faithfulness, oh God. Listen, what a faith. Do you have this anchor? Another story, back in the 1800s in Chicago, there was a very wealthy attorney, businessman by the name of Horatio Spafford. He lived really a dream life, an incredible life, 5 kids, very successful. And then his only son gets sick with scarlet fever and passes away. While his family was grieving their loss, the Great Chicago Fire happened that destroyed pretty much all of downtown Chicago, and almost all of his possessions and investments just went up in flames. Thinking after that a vacation would do his family some good, he sent his wife and 4 daughters on a ship to England, but had to stay back a week to finish some business. He was going to take the next boat and catch up with them there, but crossing the ocean, the ship that they were on collided with another ship and it sunk, and more than 200 people lost their lives, and all 4 of his daughters passed away. His wife, Anna, was the only one who survived, and she sent Horatio a telegram that said, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" Horatio immediately set sail for England. At one point during his voyage, the captain of the ship, aware of his strategy that struck him and his family, knew that this area that he was getting ready to go over was the spot where the shipwreck had occurred. And as Horatio thought about his daughters, words of comfort and faith and hope filled his heart and mind, and he wrote them down. And since then, they become one of the most well-loved hymns there is. It says, he wrote, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll." Otherwise, when life is easy and when life is hard. He said, "Whatever my lot, my circumstances, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." In the worst of storms, he knew the anchor was going to hold. The second verse says this. It says, "Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control my mind, control my heart, that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul." Even Spafford recognized that if God is so trustworthy to go to the cross to forgive us of our sins, then we can be absolutely confident that he will make sure that our anchor holds in the storms of life. Let me ask you, are you in a storm right now? Are you in a difficult season? Is the sea billowing? Is it rolling in your life? Have you set your anchor in Christ? Maybe today you need to settle that question. Maybe you've been putting your anchor into other things that just keep slipping. It doesn't hold. Maybe you're putting your anchor into money or career or into that person or into that relationship. And those are great things, but they were never designed by God to be anchors for your soul. I think deep down, we all know that only God can be the anchor for our soul. And so maybe today is an opportunity for you to recommit yourself to that relationship. Maybe today you need to settle once and for all that you're going to put your faith and your trust in God. Is your anchor in the Lord or is it in the world? Today, I challenge you, set your anchor in God. It is a hope for your soul. And no matter what comes your way, there's this peace, the Bible says, that will pass human understanding. God bless. Thank you so much for joining us this week.